buttermilk worthy with City Grant. So I was thinking, which I do.
Hopefully you do too.
What, space, right? Space. Let's talk space. But not the kind, a girlfriend gives or wants. Let's talk, because we've all had plenty of that in the past, and I don't deal with that shit. But, well, I have had to, but, let's talk space, though. You know, people are like, hey, you know, SpaceX. Oh, yeah, it's good. It's private. It's a private company. It's good. They're going to go to Mars. They're going to send an unmanned ship to Mars. That's about the only thing that they'll send to Mars. And you're like, what do you mean? No, they're going to send humans. No, not in our lifetime. It will never send humans in our lifetime to Mars. Never. Never. You know why? Because what does it take, like, 6 years to get to Mars with technology we have now? I think they've cut it down to maybe four and a half. I'm not sure. I don't do math. But, so in our lifetime, we will not send humans to Mars because what, how are you going to be on a ship for four to six years going to Mars?
Well, yeah, that's what we'll do.
All right. So that's what you're going to do. Absolutely. Okay. Well, how are you going to survive on a ship? Well, what do you mean? Well, the ship has to be powered, right? What lasts for 4 to 6 years on a ship that size? Batteries. Okay. Solar panels? That's not going to cut it. I don't know. You're going to have to completely shut the power off and just let it coast. You know, let it do its course. But how do we survive? You don't. What about a medically induced coma? Your organs would be mush. Yes, you are correct. So there will never be one in our lifetime, a manned mission to Mars. And then it makes you think, why the hell are we focused on, are people focused on Mars? Wait, that's the nearest planet that we can actually go to. It's not too hot. It's not, you know, okay. No. Well, people are like, well, what other planet? Not another planet. Let's go to the moon. We went to the moon in 69. No, that's a good position. But we didn't go to the moon in 69. Yes, we did. That's just my opinion. No, we didn't. We did. Okay, if we went to the moon in 69, why haven't we been back? Well, because there's nothing there. Well, there's nothing on Mars. There's water underneath the surface. Says who? Says the robots they sent there. So we already sent stuff to Mars. Yes. Why the hell are we going back? Okay, no. We should focus on the moon. Okay, so we went in 69, right? They stepped foot on the moon. Yes. And we haven't been back since, and this is 2024. Yes. Why? Why haven't we sent a manned missions to the moon? We could send one every week if we wanted to. It's not that far. It'd be pretty cool, right? Have a few domes on the moon. You can, like, eventually we'll have a casino there, you know? Yeah, let's do that. No, we can't do that. Why not? Well, we could. It's a lot cheaper than going to Mars, right? And, you know, it'd be a private company that goes, too. Like SpaceX or Virgin Galactic or Blue Origin or whatever. It'd be one of them, right?
Yeah, certainly.
I mean, why not? Why does it have to be NASA? Why does it have to be government? Why? It doesn't. It doesn't at all. So, I want to see one of these private companies just say, hey, we're gonna send a crew to the moon. We're going to send this crew to the moon. Okay. And they're going to walk around the moon. And they're going to stay up there for a while. Then we're going to send another one a week later when they come back. And eventually we're just going to, you know, build a few domes. And we're gonna grow some potatoes. We're going to grow some plants. And we're going to do some stuff on the moon. We're going to, you know, we're going to make beer on the moon. We're going to be the first to do all this on the moon. And then, 20 years from now when we get when we're focused on new technology, you know, that gets us, you know, places faster. We'll think about Mars, you know. But right now, let's do the moon thing. I think that'd be cool, right? They're like, and the government's like, you're grounded. What do you mean? You can't go to the moon. You can't go to the moon. Yeah, I saw this movie one time, and they went to the moon. It was called Apollo 18. The movie was, I think. And then you're like, okay, Apollo 18. Yeah, it's a movie. Don't worry about it. And they went to the moon. And when they got there, they found some dead cosmonauts from Russia. And all the moon rocks were turning into these little spiders and stuff like this. And they get in your head and they go, you know, make you go crazy. And we don't want you to bring that back. Well, that's a movie. How do you know? That is true. That is true. Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to go with that's a movie. And if there are those things on the moon, we'll make them sign a waiver before they go to the moon to say, like, if those little monsters get in your head and stuff, We're just going to keep you up there. And we'll send a new mission until they can get up there and build a dome and another one, and then they can treat you. And maybe you'll just be dead before it all happens, you know? But you signed the waiver. It's okay, you know? So let's go to the moon. Let's send some people to the moon, you know? What are we doing? What are we doing thinking about Mars? Why? 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 Anyways, that's a thought. The moon.
So still on the subject of space, if you are on a certain planet, and let's say on that planet, one day on that planet is 243 Earth days, right? Okay. And then you ask somebody, so if you're on this planet and one day on this planet is 243 Earth days, they're like, okay, what? They're like, oh wait. So if you're on that planet and I'm on this planet, and I set my timer and you're on there for 243 days, and you come back, and I'm here for a day, that means you're going to be older than me. No, no, no. Yes, you will. No. Because we're using our time, right? We're using Earth time, aren't we? The time, man-made time. Time itself is man-made by us, the numbers, right? Like, no. Yes, it is. So if you say 243 Earth days, timed Earth days, is one day on that planet, okay? Then you're gonna wait here for 243 days, right? Yes. And I'm gonna be up there for 243 days because you're timing it with our time we use, our measurement of time we use on Earth, correct? Okay. So I'm gonna be on that planet for 243 Earth days, and you're gonna be on Earth for 243 Earth days. Wait. So I have to time it for one day on that planet. I gotta time it for 243 days on this planet on Earth. Yes. What's the word on the planet at the same time? Yeah. I don't understand. All right, it takes you to think of that movie Interstellar, right? If you haven't seen it, it's pretty good. I liked it. But it literally doesn't make sense at all. They have to go through this wormhole, or this black hole in space, right? And it's like 15 minutes on this planet through this wormhole, this black hole, and it's literally 30 years on Earth. So we go through 15 minutes, and we're back. And, like, our kids are, like, 30 years older, but we're the same. So we time traveled, and we came back. Black holes are fake. They're pretty to look at. They're like, no, they're not fake. Yes, they are. That's just a cosmic display of something that's already exploded. Maybe a star or something that's been remnants of it. That's an opinion. Yes, it is. Black holes are fake. Wormholes are fake. They're fake. Well, there's a lot of people that have theories that prove them not. Well, they're fake, and so is the measurement of time. Time is not fake. Yes, it is. We the measurement of time is fake. It is. Why? I think it is. Numbers are made up by humans, right? Yes. Words made up by humans, right? Yes. So the words that we say that are the numbers are made up by humans, right? Yes. And then the measurement, the system of measurement that we use for time on Earth is made up by humans, correct? So we can literally just go by the light in the sky, right? Yeah, the sun goes up and down, and the shadows, and the... Yeah, exactly. So we can just go by that? Sure. All right. Okay, so the measurement of time, in conclusion, is made up by humans, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right. And how we perceive time is up to the person, okay? I perceive time. That's good. You should. You're human. Okay, so how I perceive time is made up by humans, us. Absolutely. Okay, like a biological clock. Absolutely. Well, cool. So I can literally change the time on my phone and cut it in half. Like, instead of 24-hour days, make it say that it's really 12-hour days, but it shows 24-hour days. And in my mind, my eyes, I see it. Sure, that would be actually cool. Okay, so I'll cut the time in half, down to the second in half. So half seconds, half minutes, half hours, half day. So it's really 12-hour day, but it shows 24-hour day. Exactly. So I'm tricking my eyes, mine. And yes, but you gotta think about the sun going up and down, the light in the sky. Oh, goodness. Right? So that's what would confuse your biological clock. Oh boy. Exactly. I don't know. Something to think about. Okay. So the word alien. Right? People are like, there's aliens, and there's UFO sightings, and there's documentation and all, and stuff's being released. No, it's not like the big head green aliens with the big eyes and stuff like this, the short bodies, skinny, super skinny, nothing like that. If there was a such thing as aliens, it would be just a more advanced human race, right? And they might have a different tone, a different color to their skin, you know, maybe because there's a different absorption of like oxygen, or there's less or more of that, or some other type of gas or something like that. But it's a more advanced human race. It's not a green guy with a big head and big eyes that we think. There's absolutely no way. And you're like, yeah, there's a way for everything. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. That's just my opinion, though. If there's aliens out there, it's a more advanced human race. And it gets me thinking of the word alien, you know? All right. Anything that is not of Earth that comes to Earth is alien, right? Okay. Well, okay. So you're saying if there's a guy and a girl, and they make a baby on the International Space Station, and then the baby's born on that, and that would never happen. But I was saying to think, and the baby's born on that, and they bring it back, that's an alien? Well, if you think about it, I guess that would be an alien baby. The same thing if you're an illegal let's say the United States, you're an illegal. Oh, an illegal alien? Yes, let's say you're from a different country, and you're in the United States illegally. Oh, like the Mexicans. Yes, just like the Mexicans. Okay, so you're here illegally, right? You're an illegal alien. We put a name on people like that. It doesn't have to be from illegal immigrants from Mexico. It could be from anywhere. But we call them aliens, right? They're not of our country. So if you're not of our, you know, planet Earth, then you're considered an alien, right? But we put an emphasis on what an alien looks like. A lot of us do, especially in movies and stuff. And they're either scary, they're either weirdly shaped, they're, you know, they come in different forms, they can change, or like chameleons or lizards, when they're probably just humans from another planet, a more advanced human race that have better technology. That's all it is. I don't know. It's definitely thought and an opinion. And mine doesn't matter, so it's okay. I'm not an alien of Earth, though. I don't think I am. And I'm not an alien of the U.S. either, so I don't think I am. Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm not. Anyways, that's just an opinion.
On to more opinions. Space movies. There's a lot of them, and there's a lot of good ones. This is for a few. Of course, Alien, right? Alien vs. Predator. Good movies. I prefer the Predator myself. Not too big of a fan of the Alien, but hey, whatever. Apollo 13. You can't go wrong, right? Good classic. Tom Hanks. Why not, huh? Armageddon. Look, yes, I'm going down a list right now. It's not hard to find. Mars Attacks. Who doesn't like Mars Attacks? I feel like in the movie Mars Attacks, it gives a good description of how our government would act these days if UFOs actually came down looking like that, and the aliens we depict these days with, you know, with the big weird heads and stuff like that come down, and they don't know what we're saying, and they have all these new machines, new technology. I just think it's hilarious, though, because I feel like it would actually be the easiest thing, like in the movie, how they killed them. They had the high frequency, you know, and that's what made their heads explode, was the high tones in the music. Ah, love that movie, though, you know. War of the Worlds. That was actually decent. Fifth Element. You're like, that's a space movie? Yes. Great movie. Yeah, Mia Jovovich. That was something to look at. That was. You know, it's funny is how many space movies Bruce Willis has been in. It's amazing to me. But yeah. Oh yeah. Here we go. The Martian. Yeah. Matt Damon. How do you like those apples? Oh yeah. The Martian. Yeah. You probably should, yeah. That was good though. I'm gonna give this movie a good one. Life. The movie Life with Jake Gyllenhaal and that weird guy Ryan Reynolds. That's good. It really is. I like that one. I was a big fan of Gravity. I felt that wasn't too good of a movie. I couldn't get into the new Dune either. The new Dune series. A lot of people did. Wasn't huge big on that one. Horse Wally's good. Yeah. Ah, Galaxy Quest. That's a good one. Oh yeah. Oh, here's a space apocalyptic movie. Deep Impact. I always like Deep Impact. Good Morgan Freeman movie. You can't go wrong with that. That's an opinion too. Oh, just giving space movies. You know, Planet of the Apes. Talking about chimpanzees. Planet of the Apes. It's actually a space movie. They're like, it is? Well, yeah, they landed on a planet full of apes. Well, apes. That gets me thinking. Planet full of apes. If you land on a planet full of apes, the different monkeys, literally, different species of monkeys. And what got me thinking in that movie is they actually, like in the old ones, they actually, I don't like the new ones at all. The old ones, though, they actually kept little kids in cages in their kids' rooms. Literally. In the old Planet of the Apes movies. They kept little kids in cages. And it always made me laugh. What makes me laugh now, when I was a kid, though, I was like, I don't like this movie. You know, people get, it's reverse. They have animals keeping humans in captivity. You can't do that. People get, you can do it, yes. People get weird, though. You know, you see a movie where animals are keeping people, humans, in captivity, and you're thinking, no, this isn't right. I feel weird now. This can't be happening. But no, yeah, Planet of the Apes. It always threw me off when I saw that one, I guess it was the mayor's daughter or something like this, I don't know, in Planet of the Apes, and she had a little girl in a cage, a human girl in a cage. I think what got me on that part when I was a kid watching that movie was she had that little girl in a cage, and she went up there, and she was about to get in bed, and she walked over to the little girl and crouched down, you know, and she's like, you have your blankie? You have your doll? And the little girl couldn't speak any language at all. You know, the ape could speak English, of course. But the little girl was like, It was completely reversed. And I think that's what freaked me out a little bit. But yeah. And like, it was normal. You know, of course it's normal. It's a planet full of apes. And what do you expect, you know? But it always throws people off. It really does. But anyways, a few good movies that involve space. 2001, Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick. That's a good one, too. Oh, you know, last but not least, Space Jam. You can't go wrong with Space Jam, right? That was an excellent movie. And, you know, Michael Jordan, of course, you know, trying his hand at something other than what he's good at, you know? He tried baseball. He tried baseball in Space Jams. And then he tried space. So, that's another good one. Another classic, right? That leads me to, last but not least, what's better, Star Wars or Star Trek? Are you on the dark side, or are you a Trekkie? I don't have to go... I don't know, that's a tough one. It's a tough one. You know, Star Wars itself is a space movie. There's space movies, you know? And, but Star Wars itself is its own... I don't know. There's something to it. You don't consider it a space movie. From planets in space. Star Trek itself, the Enterprise and everything, it's definitely... I don't know. Are you a Trekkie, or are you a Star Wars? I don't know. I guess that just goes without saying that space itself is buttermilk worthy.